Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the first Saturday AM Live of October 2014. I'm glad that you took a few minutes out of your schedule to jump on the line. I will do my best to make this a worthwhile investment of your time, whether you can give a half an hour or 45 minutes or the full hour, as we always have done, well, at least for the last couple of years. The first 20, 30 minutes will be dedicated to the topic of the day, and that is the leader of the pack, unpacked, is how I put it in my email yesterday. And I do apologize for sending it out as late as I did. For those of you who didn't receive that email or haven't gone to your email yet today, or you were up at the wee hours of the night after I sent it, that promotion, or this promotion, I should say, my gut tells me it's not going to be just a promotion, but it's going to be a permanent thing. That's what we're going to discuss in the next few minutes we have together. And then at the bottom of the hour, I will get into announcements and open up the line for anybody who's got questions, comments, concerns, that kind of thing. Anything related to Nikan. If you want to talk about the blood moons that we just experienced, save that for some other conversation, because I don't want to really get into that. Or what's going on in the Middle East, don't want to really get into that at all. Want to focus on all things Nikan, if we can, and kind of keep things on topic. So with that, let's jump into things. If you have the ability, or if you've taken the time to look at the 10-page document that Mac and Pat McTerry, Mac McDonald and Pat Terry, Royal Diamonds out of Tacoma, Washington, who are leading the pack, and if I can put it that way, Mac and Pat are part of the inaugural Team Kaizen, which is a group of President's Club members who in the last, I'm not sure when test started, it was last spring sometime, and they were part of the original 20 that was chosen of the President's Club members in North America to basically be part of this inaugural group. And there was a contest set out to the President's Club members to perform and maintain this much in volume, this much in sponsoring, down to a non-compressed 10th level of bringing this many people, this many consultants on in your organization. And again, I don't remember what the exact parameters were, but basically, bottom line, it was this, that, hey, as a leader, you should be doing this anyways, and so we're going to recognize the top 20 President's Club members and call you Team Kaizen. Now, going forward in the future, Team Kaizen is opened up to anybody. There's no specific number. There's not a limited number of people that can be part of it, but for the inaugural group, they said, hey, let's just pick the top 20, and that's what we're going to work with. Some of the perks associated, and I'm going into this just so you kind of have a little bit of history and understand why or where the shift of Nikan is going. Going into the future, the group is opened up to anybody. It's not a limited amount. But for this group, the members of this group of 20, they won a cruise, or I should say they earned a cruise to the Bahamas in January. And some other perks associated. There's the group of 20 has been invited to fly down to Irvine, California in November at the company's, actually we're flying down at our own expense, and then a couple nights housing and the meals and everything, basically for a strategic session with President Kurt Foley and the rest of the management team and so on and so forth. So these are things to look forward to. Once you get to gold and then on to platinum, become a member of the President's Club, and you can be part of this group. All that said, and here's where it gets into the fun nitty-gritty, is that I want you to see if you can hear the common denominator of this group of President's Club members, and specifically the group of Team Kaizen of that group, in the month of August, or basically, they put out another contest to see who could really ramp up with the two for the win and volume and sponsoring and that thing. And the highest volume producers, see if you can hear a common name in these three categories. the highest volume producers were Mac and Pat McTerry and Julie Tara. The highest sponsors were Mac and Pat McTerry and Dennis and Choi Estes. And then as far as sponsoring with the Two for the Win, as far as Autoship, the highest producers were, again, Mac and Pat McTerry and Vance and Stacey Rogers. So I'm hoping you heard the common thread or the common name amongst those three categories was Mac and Pat McTerry. What separates them out is, well, I think several things, but one of them is they just decided years ago when they came into Nikon, is like, we're going to do this, and we're going to find out what the company wants us to promote and wants us to be doing, and we're just going to do it. And they've always used that as their kind of the prevailing guide. And out of that, every single time Nikon introduces a new pack or a new solution, they will update their documents, which they put together, and I'm looking at this 10-page document, which I attached to my email. And it's pretty simple as far as what they do and how they present Nikon. Now, let me just put it to you this way. I think what we need to help people understand, and I think so often, because I've missed it over the years, is when we sit down with somebody and officially introduce them to Nikon, and this could be at a coffee shop, this could be in our home, in their home, a place of business, but really, whether it's 15 minutes or an hour, hour and a half, whether it's in front of a group in someone's living room, what really needs to be stated here is that sitting down, explaining to them our story, sharing with them our story, how were we introduced to Nikon? And whether you take 2 minutes or 20 minutes to do that, that usually includes a Nikon experience with the Nikon solution. And mine, usually over the years, as I shared yesterday on Dave Johnson's Morning Rev Call, that usually entails telling stories about one or both of my grandmothers, because that was my introduction to Nikon, really, in their experience. My mom's mom, not having to have a third knee surgery. I always usually jokingly say, yeah, she was kind of different and she had three legs, you know, kind of one shooting off to the right, and that's just a joke. She didn't. Both her knees had been replaced already. She had two artificial knees, and the right knee was starting to go bad. And if I can remember back 22 years ago, my mom convinced her to wear a pair of the original mag steps and take two of the little minis and band-aid them on either side of her knee. This is before we had the far infrared wraps, which is what I highly recommend today. And as a matter of fact, I was speaking with one of our consultants in Southern Oregon a few days ago and asked her, hey, why are you ordering so many of the wraps? And she said, well, you have to understand, Robert, he's 83 years young, her husband, and he still actively participates and plays tennis, and he wears his wraps, slides them up, and puts two of the power chips on either side. And with his condition of his knees being bone on bone, very little, if at all, any cartilage left in there, he can still actively play. And when he puts his wraps on, it's kind of an advertising point to the people he's playing with. And they say, man, how can you still play so actively? And yet you told us you got bone on. Anyways, and I'm loosely paraphrasing her experience. I'm not making a medical claim, but that's how she ends up selling so many wraps and sharing the wraps with people. They're not setting any record numbers of, you know, volume, but they introduce the wraps to other people. That's exactly how I was introduced to Nikon. It really wasn't so much my dad's experience or my mom's, but it was my grandmother's experience with avoiding a third knee surgery, of having to go into that knee. And she lived several years beyond that and never had a big issue because she just kept using the solution. That's my story. After I share that with people, then it's, well, what can Nikon do for you? Let's have some fun doing some demos. Let's do a rollout. I did this a couple days ago with a friend. And after we're done with the experience, after he experienced the product, after he experienced the solution, then I said, well, hey, let's sit down and look at what would be the best solution for you. What would be the best package for you, or what would be the best individual solution for you? And that's what, at that point, that's when I brought out Mac and Pat's presentation here. These 10 pages, It's nothing fancy. Excuse me. Nothing fancy. They're not even in clear protective sheets. I had already emailed him these 10 sheets a few days prior so he could look it over. He hadn't looked it over because he said he's just so busy going 24/7. You know, that was his response. But he brought it up on his phone. And he said, these are the ones you emailed me, right? And I said, yeah. So he brought it up. He said, oh, yeah, they're right here. I said, well, they're already printed right here. Let's take a look at these. So I just turned it around and put it in front of him and let him flip through it. And I said, well, this is those insoles that we just did that energy test on. Remember that little chip, that little magnet I showed you that I took it apart and showed him how strong the power chip is, how one will levitate over the other. Oh, this is the bottle that I've been drinking out of while I'm here. And all these are in the Vital Day Pack. And that pack is, I like to use the term nearly $800 worth of products, because if you parted them all out, the retail value would run with, you know, sales tax and shipping nearly $800. Well, Nikan lets us get it for $500. And then we just went through and flipped through the pages, and I let him flip through. And I said, oh, this is that, you know, and as we went through it, I just let him stop or start what his interest level was. I wasn't necessarily focused on any one item or any one pack, but the emphasis was this. And here's my biggest takeaway point. If you don't hear anything of what I'm presenting this morning, I think this is what I heard Pat Terry share a couple days ago on the Team Kaizen call for the month of October, and it was this. She said, the two for the win promotion has been fantastic because so many people have gotten introduced to Nikan and the concept of autoship, and what we've always known as leaders is that if we get people started on autoship and get them on a monthly consumption of whether it's nutritionals or throwing in some of the non-consumables like the insoles, bracelets, get them introduced to autoship, then they get a connection with Nikan. However, and here's the big takeaway. This is my main point. If we only focus on the minimum, then we really sell ourselves short, and we sell them short, because they're only going to focus on $100 of investment, and we all know that's no way to build a wellness home because it'll take them forever. Now, going back, little history here, going back, we know that an average order for people who join Nikan is about $300, $350. When somebody gets exposed to the packs, they're not looking at a minimum. They're looking at, oh, wow, okay, this is how Nikan does it. They put together these packs. It's a huge savings. And here's the fun part. Just like our autoship promotion, the two for the win, which we've been experiencing for the first 9 months of 2014, we now have Nikan reward dollars associated with each one of these packs. So, let me give you a quick example. If you dig down in the archives in the news section and find who are taking advantage of the autoship, the two for the win, you'll see that, Mitch up in the state of Washington sponsored four people in the month of August, Mitch and his wife, they're consultants underneath Mac and Pat. And, Mitch told Mac the other day that, he said, oh yeah, we're going to utilize that $400 that we earned from sponsoring four people in August, and we're going to invest that into one of the packs, because there in turn we just keep duplicating free money. They sponsored four people in August. Now they've earned $400 in Nikan reward dollars. Mitch is going to invest that in one of the packs, and I can't remember which one it was. Let's say it's the Vital Day pack. Well, that pack is $500. Well, they've already got $400 Nikan reward dollars, so they invested in the Vital Day pack. They, in turn, receive $75 immediately, you know, the 15th of the following month, and then their sponsor receives $75 come next January. So it's just kind of a domino effect. It keeps on going. And that's where it gets to be fun. Now, there's no commissionable volume, there's no PV on all this free Nikan reward dollars. Yeah, that's understandable. But the thing is, we're expanding our wellness home by utilizing the packs, because that these are things that we want to get, or maybe we've already purchased, but maybe we need a new fresh batch. I've talked to several people. I mean, look at the numbers of how much September's pack sales were up over August. 25% in the Vital Sleep Pack, 130% in the Vital Day Pack, and a staggering 310% in the Environmental Pack sales for the month of September over the month of August. If I went through those stats, those percentages too quickly for you, I put them in my email that I sent out last night. It's in your email. If you don't have that in front of you, pop me an email, vsrogers995@gmail.com, which, by the way, I'll do a little commercial here. If you're still sending emails to our account at Yahoo or at AOL, please put our Gmail account. That's our primary business account. Again, those percentages, though, 25% increase in sales of the Vital Sleep Pack for the month of September over August, 130% in the Vital Day Pack, 310% in the Environmental Pack in the month of September over the month of August. That is a huge, huge increase. And that's not a small ticket item. That's a $1,000 pack. What? Why? Well, I think people like free stuff. When I know I'm going to go to the Kohl's shopping or the Kohl's department store and they're doing their Kohl's reward dollars or their Kohl's reward bucks, I can't remember what they're called, that if I spend $50, I'm going to get a Kohl's, you know, card for $10 in free clothing the next time I shop, that's a huge saving. So I can go back at their appointed time and I can use that $10, and that's $10 worth of free clothes. Only problem is it has to be Kohl's and it has to be clothing or some of the other, you know, kitchen appliance or toys that they sell there. What we have with Nikan, these are life-changing solutions that whatever I choose to do with them, that's up to me. Okay, let me throw some other ideas and thoughts at you. And here's where it gets to be really fun. We can be extremely strategic with these packs. I mean, extremely strategic. Let's say Vance and Stacy Rogers, we decide, oh, you know, we need to get a fresh set. Fresh set of everything that's in the Vital Day Pack. $500 pack, and we need a new Kinko seat. I need a new water bottle. I need some new demo stuff to show people. Okay, I know that's a pretty good chunk of change for a lot of homes. But let's say we've never bought one before, and we've been in Nikan for a while, and we've never bought the Vital Day Pack. Well, I would be silly. Really, really silly to buy it underneath of our own ID number. And here's why. Once I've got a consultant underneath of me, or an existing consultant, and let's say they're not active or they are active. Either way, it makes no difference. What if I purchase the pack underneath of them? What happens then? Well, a couple things. That person's ID number, come the 15th of the following month, they've got $75 in Nikan reward dollars assigned to their ID number, and then come next January, if and when the sponsor, that'd be me, I get several pack sales, at least 1,000 points worth of from the packs, then I've now earned an additional $75 in Nikan reward dollars. So we've got a total now of 150 reward dollars being paid out by Nikan on the sale of that one pack. But instead of me buying it, I buried it underneath one of our consultants, first level, so I just double dipped. Oh, no, Vance, come on, that's manipulating or milking the system. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's my choice where I want to put that pack. Nikan's already decided they're going to pay it out anyways. They've already thought these things through that people like me will see an opportunity like that. And plus, then here's the other thing. What if this is a new consultant and they came on board and all they could do was that $100 in auto ship because finances are tight or they're a single mom and they've got a limited budget? Well, I just put them to the 500 mark, lock them in, because what if, you know, single mom Susan, she introduces me to her friend Karen, and Karen actually has got some resources available and she wants to invest in a sleep system. Well, Susan would have gotten bypassed because of the compensation plan requiring that we have 500 points attached to Susan's ID numbers. Well, I just gave her a leg up. I just helped her out a bit because I bought this Vital Day pack underneath her. That 75 Nikan reward dollars, I suppose I could give it to Susan and let her spend it, or I can pick up the phone and, or Susan can do it on my behalf. Either way, Nikan doesn't care. It's attached to that ID number, but I'm the one that invested the $500. I think I should be able to spend it on something for me. And then come next January 15th, that $75 is going to be credited in my account because of the sponsor. Both the sponsor and the buyer, or both the buyer and the seller, both the consultant and the sponsor of the consultant, each are rewarded the Nikan reward dollars. And this gets to be fun adding up. I don't know, Linda Rompfo, if you're on the line, can you do me a favor and hit *6 on your phone line if you're there and speak up? And I'm hoping she is. I thought she said she might be able to be on the line, and this is totally improv. Again, Linda Rompfo from Damascus, Oregon. And if I don't hear her speak up and say, yep, I'm here, Vance, I'm just going to share with you what she shared with me. She just sponsored a gal who she had talked to years ago about Nikan, and the gal called her back recently and said, Linda, I'm ready. I want to get both the sleep system and the environmental pack. Now, I don't know how the conversation goes. I think she met her on a plane or something like that. The long and short of it is this. Linda shared with me, now Vance, if I understand this correctly, my new consultant, she's going to earn $150 from the environmental pack and then another $200 from the sleep system in Nikan reward dollars. And I said, yeah, that's a total of $350 in Nikan reward dollars that she gets to spend on a future order. And that'll be credited to her account October 15th. And I said, but it doesn't stop there, Linda. And she said, huh? I said, you also, because you've met the minimum of at least 1,000 points in the packs as the sponsor or as the seller, you also, come next January 15th, will receive the same amount that your new consultants received. 350 Nikan reward dollars will be applied to your account on January 15th. And I said, but there's a catch. You can only earn up to $2,000 in Nikan reward dollars total during this 4-month campaign. And of course she laughed and we had a good chuckle about it. She said, well, wouldn't that be nice? I said, but at least you've already got locked in 350 Nikan reward dollars to spend as you choose. And again, I'll preface by saying, or put out this one little thought. I know there's no commissionable volume or there's no PV attached with all those free Nikan reward dollars. However, that's product that's being invested in. That's, we're expanding wellness homes. People are going to, if Linda spends $350 on women's insoles and uses those for loaners or gives them away or sells them at retail and puts that money in her pocket in cash, that's Nikan solutions that are getting out there. And I think that's the core principle that we need to remember. The heart of Nikan, the five pillars of health, start with a healthy body. Let's go back 40 years ago with the original heart vision, the Suma Masuda's vision was to get a pair of insoles in every person's shoes, that people that wear shoes, but get a pair of his Nikan Magsteps in everybody's shoes around the globe and let them experience the health and the vitality that can be achieved just by wearing Magsteps. And how much more fun would it be to be able to introduce all these other solutions to people? That's where it usually starts. In the course of the conversation, we don't know where it's going to start, but usually it's connecting people with the solutions, and at the same time, we need to present the whole big picture of Nikan. Don't sell ourselves short by just talking about a power chip. You know, sit down with people. Do them the service, do the due diligence, to sit down with them, let them see what Nikan has to offer. This is total wellness. This isn't, as Rick Murphy says, a jug of juice or some lotion or potion that is going to be the cure-all for all their ails and all their aches and pains. That's not what this is. These are life-changing, earth technologies or earthing solutions that will change people's lives. Here's one other thought, and I'd love to hear comments, questions, concerns on this. Julie Tara mentioned this the other day, and she's pretty much lived this her entire Niken career, is that we should never, and I will put it down in quotes, she said, I never aim for the minimum. Never aim for just doing my $100 auto ship a month, or, you know, as a royal diamond that she is today, never aim for just the minimum of 1,000 points, which is what the minimum that a royal diamond should do. As a silver, I'm sure she said this when she was a silver, that I would never aim for just the minimum of 2,000 points a month. She says, even today, I aim for 10,000 PGV every month. 10,000 personal group volume. That's a lot. How does she do it? Well, she just keeps sharing Niken with people. And I can tell you, as a member of the President's Club, she achieves that or a little less or a little more. There have been months where she's at 19, 20,000 personal group volume every single month. So never shoot for the minimum. Questions, comments, concerns, specifically on what we've been discussing here, or what I've been discussing, I'm sorry. Questions, comments about these amazing brochures, this amazing presentation that I'm looking at. Anyone, anything.
Vance, this is Denise Alonzo from New Orleans.
Good morning, Denise. Excuse me, Denise.
Good morning. I was just wondering, when you were talking about is someone under you purchasing a pack for you, where would you have it delivered, to that person or to me?
Well, that's where you can always get creative, too. We, in Oregon, we don't have sales tax. So in talking to people that live just across the border in Washington, if they're buying the pack for themselves, I will tell them, hey, we're going to get together in a week anyways for that in-home, or how about we get together right after the pack arrives, and if you want to, I know it's cheating them out of their state revenue and blah, 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 but if someone's buying a sleep system, goodness gracious, you know, a $1,700 king size or, you know, California king sleep system, that's a lot in sales tax. And if they feel like they've already paid, you know, contributed their amount and want to, and I'm probably going to get myself in trouble for even suggesting this, because we should all be rendering under Caesar what belongs to Caesar. I would ship that pack to our home, or if they've got another address across the border, just to avoid the sales tax, and then we'll get it to them. But you can ship that pack, Denise, to wherever you want. Just because you ordered underneath somebody's ID number, you can ship it wherever. It doesn't make any difference where it goes.
All right, thank you.
Now, somebody remind me to talk about the new shipping, the UPS only, when we get to the announcement, because I learned some things this week about that I think you'll find quite fascinating. So yeah, Denise, you can ship the packs wherever you want them to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, *6 on your phone line will demute your line. Any question on this? If I went over it too fast, that there's no such thing as a silly or a stupid question? Because I know that... Yeah, go ahead.
Vance, this is Barbara. I just want to clarify, because I had a question yesterday asked of this. When you do a pack purchase, the customer, the prospect or whatever, doesn't have to be brand new. Like you just said, it can be your first line underneath you.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Correct.
You don't have to have a... So someone, let's just say someone wants to purchase a pack and they do not want to sign up. They don't want to be a consultant. They can purchase a pack. You can put it under one of your first lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then three people would benefit. The sponsor, the person that's right underneath them, and then the person that's buying, purchasing the pack, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay.
The only advantage, Barbara, that you have with a new consultant is the deep discount they receive on the sleep system in their first 60 days. All the rest, and the same thing with the Kenzen Essential Packs, and I'm flipping as fast as my little fingers will flip. That Kenzen,
1.99?
Yeah, Yeah, the $199, $400 worth of products, and that they get to take advantage of that in their first 60 days.
Right, and that's a great value. And that very rarely happens, but every now and again I have that happen. So
yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, it's one of those things that's always nice if you're active and you're building your niche in business, is that at least every 60 days, at least as a bare minimum, you should have a new consultant that you've registered. And like what Barbara just mentioned, you've got somebody that they don't want to join. They don't want to pay the $60 membership, or they've had a bad experience with network marketing, or they just don't want to become yet a member of one more thing. This happens all the time. And say, okay, hey, that's fine. You want to order it. I'll tell you what, because it's a significant order and there is no retail amount associated, you can't buy a pack retail unless I'm missing it here. These are only available in a pack form to consultants. And you just say, look, here's the dollar amount, and I'll get this ordered for you. You don't have to go into who you're ordering it under. That really doesn't concern them. You know, or if you want to sell it to them retail and they want to write a check, you know, because I've done that before too. That's kind of not very common at all. In fact, only I think a couple times in 22 years. But you can put that pack order wherever you want. But again, as Barbara pointed out, you definitely want to put it first level, because that way you're keeping it all pretty close. Or if you're really building deep down in the leg, and but you should be receiving the sponsor or the seller Beacon reward dollars, whatever is associated with the value of that pack, 75, 150, or 200. That should be going to you as the seller. So keep it close, keep it, you know, first level, or people that you're working with, and, you know, barter, work it out however you want to. But I again, as I stated a month ago, when Charles and Pam Foster and Barbara Battucci were so kind to lend some of their expertise, please, I'm begging you. I'm gonna do something I don't do. I'm getting down on one knee, like I'm doing a proposal to ask Stacy again to marry me, like I did 20 some years ago. Please, I'm begging you, do not let this pass you by. We have 3 full months left of this promotion. Don't miss this, because you're only going to regret it come December 31st or next January, when we're hearing stories of people who are going shopping the first of the year and spending hundreds of Nikken dollars, Nikken reward dollars, and they're expanding their wellness home, and they're starting off 2015 with these grandiose investments of new stuff or something they haven't bought, or they just wanted to upgrade or whatever. I'm not saying it's easy, but it is so much fun when you introduce people to the packs and get away from just a bare minimum. And I can tell you verbatim, I haven't had this conversation with them, but a couple like Al and Sandra Thornton, who have literally expanded their business the first 9 months of 2014 and repeatedly done the 2-for-the-win auto ship. They've introduced a lot of people with a minimum order of $100 on auto ship. To see them go back to all these people and say, hey, let's really look at these packs. You've had fun with what you bought so far. Let's look at these packs, because there's a lot of other stuff that you may want to, you know, put in here and really expand your wellness. If people see that this is the way we do it, then it becomes a lot of fun. And it, as I mentioned before, this is not about you being a polished presenter. It's about printing off these pages, putting them in a 3-ring binder. My binder here is one that my mom put together for me, my sponsor, and it's a 3-hole punch. I think I might have, I'm going to take a guess here, maybe $3 or $4 invested into this fancy presentation book. It's a paper, I don't know what you call this thing. I'm sure there's a name for it. Oh, there's a name for it right here. Oh, it was, Mom bought it at Walmart. Okay, so I'm just saying, this is nothing fancy. It's not a laptop presentation. We don't have, if you want to go that way, you can. But this is printed paper, and it lets people see that these are the facts we have. So, Anyhow, it's just, again, but it's connecting with people. It's asking them the question. Remember, as I learned a long time ago from Dave Johnson, and I know he stole the quote from somebody else, the answer to the question that's never asked is always no. If we don't ask the question, the answer is no. You know, hey, Sherry, I noticed you're kind of walking with a limp there. What's going on? You having a knee issue? No, my hip, you know, it's really been bugging me. Really? So what are you looking into? Well, they didn't say anything. You know, ask questions. Would you be open to looking into some earthing technologies, some natural solutions that our family's used for years? No, that stuff, I don't, you know, that only works for people who believe in it. That's one response. Okay, at least you asked the question. The other response is, well, yeah, what do you got? Well, let's get together. Or let me show you something right quick. Have a really fun energy demo ready to go at a minute's notice. And then let that lead you up to sitting down with somebody, spending a few minutes time, letting them see and experience. The paper, the printed paper, or a catalog, a picture of any of Nikan's solutions, like for example the Magflex, you can't rub that on somebody's back and get a result. I think Bo Tanis was the one that shared that with us a few months ago. You need to have the actual product. You need to have the actual solution. We all should have insoles in our shoes, even if you have to use your own. I try and always have a new, fresh set with me at all times. If I'm out and about, or if I willingly knowing that I'm going to go do a presentation and the subject comes up, and it doesn't have to come up with everybody, but anyways, I really encourage you. I can't stress this enough to print off those pages. And if you don't have a color printer, you can email the document or go into any Kinko's or any print shop, and say, how can I print this? I mean, we all know somebody's got a color printer. Print them off, three hole punch them. Put them in a paper folder, like I've got mine in, or if you want to put them in the clear plastic sheets. But it's okay if they even look torn or tattered. It doesn't have to be fancy. I think the biggest thing is allow people to see these. And I've got mine right behind Rick Murphy's, and you can download this presentation right off of Pathfinders, right behind his 5-point presentation, just the basic overview of Nikan, who we are, what we do, how we do it. Again, very, very simple. And that's what I use when sitting down with somebody face to face. So, if there's no more comments or questions, we're a little bit longer than I wanted to be, and my 4.5-year-old bouncing bundle of joy has just arrived. And yeah, I know.
I do have one more question, if
yeah,
you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead, Denise.
Is there a schedule for San Antonio that we can go to find out what it is?
You know, I don't believe there is a schedule for San Antonio. That, by the way, just a quick announcement, that event takes place 2 weeks from today, right? Correct? Yeah, 2 weeks. And Denise, let me wrap up this call, and I'm going to answer that question in my announcement segment. So, again, folks, please take a look at the Leader of the Pack promotion. Break it down. Look at it. Go. Just start dreaming a little bit. What if we did this? When we set our desires and our intentions, get them out there. Write some notes down. Write some thoughts down. Write some dreams down. It's amazing what can happen. But we have to put some vested interest. And it doesn't take a lot of time, but it does take a concerted amount of energy as far as an investment in time into that. And when you print these off, when you take a look at these and say, you know, what if we tweaked what we're doing when we're sharing with other people? Where could this lead us to? What could happen? And that's the other thing too. Thank you, Jerry and Faye, for this other announcement. There's no limit on how many packs or how many, of these you can purchase underneath one ID number. As far as the essential packs, the $199 nutritional pack, there's no limit on any number of packs. Nikan does not put a glass ceiling there that, oh, you can only buy one Vital Day pack underneath that ID number. There's never been a limit like that. So have fun, you know, really, really going to town with these packs. So That's all. I'm done. That's it for this morning on that subject. I'm going to wrap it up. If you've got anything, or sorry, if I we went over something too quick, the recording of this conversation or this presentation is available at SaturdayAMLive.com. That's www.SaturdayAMLive.com, as are all of the past however many 8 years worth of recordings are available there at the website. And there's other links and other things there. The 8-minute presentation by Dennis Williams on all of the newer technologies from the last 3-4 years, how the Dynaflux magnets work, how the SpiderRAM technology works. When you take it and watch that, it really makes it fun to understand. That video is available there. The M-Stride energy test that I like to do is there. Rick Murphy's water demo. All that is right there on SaturdayAMLive.com. Most of it, all those video links are near the top. And as well, quite a few of Dave Johnson's morning rev calls are posted there. Not all of them, but it'll put you through to a link and you can see here all the rest of those as well, especially the Saturday morning one. So thank you for joining. Thank you, those of you who asked the wonderful question, Barbara, Denise, and I think I might have missed one other person. And next Saturday, we have Judy Jennings, who is a fantastic, wonderful gal, will be with us. Just basically, the term recycled is a bad term to call somebody that, a person, to call them that. However, Judy has come back on the scene, recently, and is revamping and rebuilding her business. Just amazing, wonderful things are taking place that she's going to share, including a testimony I think is quite fascinating. Will kind of blow your mind of what took place with a hip injury with her personally. She'll be with us next Saturday morning. So you don't want to miss that one. So on that note, let me say goodbye, and we'll get into the announcement segment here in a few minutes. So thanks so much for joining us. Bye for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.